agreed to go to Afghanistan with Global Exchange. Global Exchange was putting a delegation together of religious leaders from the United States in order to accompany persons who were part of what's known as September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. These are folks who lost loved ones in the September 11th attacks, but who completely disagree with the administration's approach to that in waging war on the Afghan people and waging war in general. And so we were traveling with them as they journeyed to Iraq in order to meet with family members of folks who lost loved ones in the bombing campaign in October and November that the U.S. ran. And while we were there, we would also investigate different aspects of the post-war Iraq scene, Afghanistan scene. One particular for me was the use by the United States of cluster bombs in Afghanistan, which the Pentagon denied for the first 33 days of the bombing, until finally a British member of parliament got a straight answer from their defense, Ministry of Defense, who admitted that cluster bombs were used, but only infrequently in remote areas and only against military targets. And then that was confirmed by the Pentagon, but the Pentagon essentially denied it every day for the first month of the bombing. Well, when we were there, we met with the deminers, the actual guys who were demining the, I don't know how many millions of mines there are in Iraq and in Afghanistan that are left over from the 25 years of war that they've had, first with the Soviets and then civil war under the warlords. Well, the deminers, who essentially get paid $30 a month, they get a flak jacket, a helmet, and a 30-inch stick, and they crawl around on their stomachs, inch by inch, poking the ground with the stick until they find a landmine, and then they mark it, they destroy it, and then they move on. When the U.S. dropped cluster bombs on Afghanistan, cluster bombs are small, soda can size bomblets. There are 202 bomblets like that in each cluster bomb. And cluster bombs are designed they have a fan inside them, so when they're dropped, the fan spews them over an area called a footprint, 100 meters wide by long by 50 meters wide. And in that area, everything dies. Thing is, though, that the cluster bombs don't always explode. They have a failure rate. And in our experience in Kosovo, the UN assessed that the failure rate was 7%. In Afghanistan, the deminers were telling us that closer to 20% of the cluster bombs were not exploding based on the number of unexploded cluster bombs they were finding on the ground. Well, the UN told us in Afghanistan that the Pentagon admitted to them, because they had to liaise with them, because the cluster bombs were, you could not continue your demining efforts until you dealt with the cluster bombs that were laying on the ground. So the UN got the Pentagon to, at least, they wouldn't tell them before they used them, but after they did an area strike, they would inform the UN deminers so that they could be aware of that when they're conducting their demining operations. In the course of the air campaign in Afghanistan, the United States conducted 234 area strikes using between 2 and 16 cluster bombs, each containing 202 bomblets. So the most conservative math, if you take the Pentagon at its word, the most conservative math means we dropped 90,000 cluster bombs on Afghanistan, of which 10% probably didn't go off, leaving roughly 9,000 unexploded cluster bombs spewing all over the countryside there, or at least in those areas where people were, the Taliban enemy that they were dropping these on. But of course, I think only like 15% of Afghanistan is actually arable and where people actually live. So you're talking about a pretty concentrated area where people live and can live, and it's the same place as they drop the cluster bombs.